Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Companies to watch.
Money FM 89.3, you're in the breakfast huddle with Elliot Danker and Manisha Tank. Ryan's back with finance headlines just after half past the hour.
I hate asking you to do this, but I need you to cast your mind back to the end of last year when we were all focused on who the Monetary Authority of Singapore would award digital bank licenses to. Some were quite surprised that iFAST was not included on the list.
Yeah, that's right. And for those of you who don't know, they provide a range of investment products and services to financial advisory firms, financial institutions, banks, internet companies, multinational companies, as well as retail and high net worth investors in Asia.
But you know, despite not gaining a digital banking license, their business units continue to register strong growth and higher profits throughout the COVID-19 pandemic.
And this week, iFAST has been awarded a contract to digitize Hong Kong's retirement fund system in a consortium with the Hong Kong billionaire Richard Lee's PCCW. That's a big contract.
Yeah, it is. Plus, the company is set to release its fiscal year 2020 results after markets closed today. Expectations high for robust performance, benefiting from a year of retail investors jumping on the bandwagon.
In fact, year to date, the stock has jumped close to 105%.
Wow.
So the question is the homegrown fintech company still worth investing in, even after the huge run-up in its share price?
Let's find a little bit more from Nirgunan Theruselvam, Head of Consumer Equity Research at Telema Research. Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Pleasure to speak to you this morning.
Yes, it's a nice start to the Thursday. And we have put iFAST in the spotlight this morning on Companies to Watch. Nirgunan, tell us, what is behind iFAST's recent rally, just to give context?
The growing retail frenzy in the United States, where we've seen people trading very aggressively using online chat rooms plus smartphone platforms such as Robinhood, has now spread to Asia, where there's a perception now that the same trend will take place in this region. iFAST Corp is at the cutting edge of app-based trading for retail investors. It's at the center point of this growing trend in Asia and is a beneficiary of the worldwide move towards heavy retail trading.
Wow. Nirgunan, and there was me thinking it was just this fantastic contract they seem to have landed, which is this Hong Kong EPF, MPF project. The stock then hitting a record high since the IPO, which was in December 2014. I mean, you're saying that there's also this rally that's coming from, you know, the impact of what we're seeing in the US. But I just want to focus on this Hong Kong PCCW partnership right now. How much is iFAST benefiting from that in terms of the stock price?
Well, it's hugely relevant to the stock and to the industry. You're absolutely correct that it has taken place at precisely the right moment. And they have entered into a partnership with Hong Kong's PCCW Solutions to basically digitalize the fintech platform and to digitalize the retirement fund system there. It means that people can trade out of their retirement accounts using this app. And that raises the scale of the business. It's difficult to quantify the exact impact because we don't have an explicit recommendation on the stock, but it does seem to be a game changer for it.
Could you comment a little bit about iFAST losing out on the digital bank license? I mean, it looks like they're turning their attention to other markets. What can we see from their recent actions?
Well, the digital bank license would have been a boost to the company. However, there are other platforms that did get a digital platform, digital banking platforms such as Grab and C, who may be better attuned to that whole process because it requires a lot of capital. And in comparison to some of the others who are dabbling in the digital banking space, iFAST doesn't have the same balance sheet as it seems to me.
Yeah, I mean, iFAST being this fintech platform for wealth management, right? I mean, was it inevitable that there would be a big boost given the rate of and the speed and the acceleration of digitalization over the last year?
Yes, absolutely. It's a massive boost. It's something which we need to understand could transform the way people trade markets. In the past, for a retail investor, even as recently as a couple of years ago, even today in some cases, you had to actually call up your broker and make a trade, or visit your brokerage and talk to your broker and ask them to do it. Now, with the apps, you can do it much easier and at a much cheaper cost, because the commission rates are virtually zero. So this means that more people are trading from their living rooms, from the gym, from their workplace, while they're exercising, than they were doing so ever before.
But given everything that we're seeing in the U.S. and all of this talk about regulation and cracking down on, the impact of this digitalization of that space, could there be implications for iFast?
You are correct in saying that the regulators and many other actors have stepped in and made it harder or increased the leverage requirements for people to trade in these derivatives. But we are still at a very early stage in terms of the use of these apps. And the ups and downs of the stock prices that have been driven by this is almost irrelevant compared to the much larger medium-term or long-term trend of high usage of these platforms.
Okay, just to pick up on what Manisha brought up as well, I mean, given the GameStop situation or the retail investor that's hungry, you know, in spite of being in lockdown, what is your personal outlook for retail investment then? How do you think, or where do you think it's headed, especially this year, 2021?
The outlook towards retail investment is positive. There's going to be greater retail exposure to the stock market. It's difficult to predict whether this would rise explicitly in 2021 or would be a trend that would play itself out over the next 5 years. But on a broad basis, there's no doubt that there's going to be more retail participation in the market, irrespective of the market cycle.
Okay, yeah. And, you know, on another day, we could discuss all of that liquid flow of money as well and how that's helping. But, Nirugan, let's just speak for a moment about the earnings that iFast will be releasing. What are your expectations?
We don't have an explicit expectation for the earnings, but there's a general trend that the scale of the business seems to be enhancing with some of the macro trends that we identified earlier.
All right, so you still expect them to continue to grow, at least for the rest of this year?
That is a broad expectation, but we don't have an explicit forecast for the earnings or the revenue.
All right, fair enough. We've been speaking with Nirgunan Thiruselvam, who is Head of Consumer Equity Research at Telemer Research. Really appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe, yeah?
Thank you, and best wishes to you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.